Right, he's like, you walk into a bar, any bar in Knoxville.
It's playing.
You walk in, boom, Mo Bamba. You go up to the bar, you get a beer. 5 minutes later, you drink like half of that beer. Boom, Mo Bamba. You finish that beer, you go to the bathroom, you go back to the bar to get another beer. Boom, Mo Bamba. It's Mo Bamba, Mo Bamba, and Mo Bamba.
What's that song called again?
Mo Bamba.
I still love that so much.
I do too.
Even though DB isn't here.
It's so genuine.
We have to do that in honor of him.
His disgust of Mo Bamba's genius.
One of the greatest rants on the show.
It really is. So good.
I had to go back and record that. Hour number two of Overtime coming at you live here. 865-546-8200. Cole's got some recruiting stuff coming up. But without further ado, we're going to jump over to the McKean team phone line. He answered the call, man. I put the bat signal out. I guess I just replied to him on Twitter. He's calling now, man. Let's go over to the McKean team hotline. Take a call from T-Cart. What's up, buddy? You didn't actually have to call. I was just joking, but hey, welcome in anyway.
Dude, I love you guys. I haven't got a chance to call in any show from Fox Sports Knoxville the last like 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, and, wow.
You know, my Vols have done well, so I just kind of want to shut up. You know what I mean? I mean, the basketball team's rolling. The football team looks like they might be on the upswing. We're just so up and down with this emotional team.
It's weird, isn't it?
Where was that offensive line? Like, where's that been all year? Where's this defense been all year?
Hey, I'm glad we found it, though. I don't know where it came from, but I'm glad we found it.
I'm right there with you. Let's see about Missouri. I mean, I'm really happy with the way these freshman corners are doing. I know, Pro Football Focus had them at extremely high. Is that what you just went through before the break?
The top true freshman cornerbacks, Bryce Thompson is number one. He grades out at an 81.6, which 81 and anything above an 80 is extremely good for PFF's numbers. And just a few spots below him at four is Alante Taylor.
That's incredible.
All the FBS.
From what I've seen, they've been great.
Yeah, all of FBS, man. We are in good hands for the future. That's for sure.
I like it. I kind of want to beat on this drum a little bit. I've always been a Keller Chris guy. Garantano looked pretty good against Kentucky, and he stepped up in the pocket and gave himself 3-4 more seconds. And that's all us guys have really been asking for, is to do that and give him more time. Because I think with more time, he can make the throws that Keller Chris does. But he's got to give himself more time. Everyone says, oh, he's got a bad offensive line. Yeah, he does. But he definitely wasn't helping the problem by just standing there. You've got to move. And when he did move, look at the plays he made. So I want to see that continue, you know?
Yeah, one thing I've noticed about Garantano and just as the season has progressed, even though he will still have some of the same habits that he'll fall back into, even though he still clearly has some things to work on if he wants to be considered close to a great quarterback. Because I think the majority of the fan base will admit that, yeah, he can be a good quarterback, but he's definitely not a great quarterback. But what I have seen, I think it's just as simple as he just looks more comfortable with what he's doing. Even though in some place he knows that he may get killed after he throws the ball, I mean, he's making the step to get rid of that ball. Even though he knows what's coming, we've known it for a while. If the kid's anything, he's tough.
Most definitely. Another question: is Tim Jordan your bell cow? Now I say that you saw what happened in Kentucky. It just, you know, the end of the game, they need to just run the football hard. Man, when he hits the hole, because you know at the very beginning of the year he was missing it. He was trying to bounce it outside. When he hits the hole, uses his eyes. He'll get you 3 or 4 yards just about every time. Now, Ty Chandler is definitely your thoroughbred. But, is Tim Jordan just that guy you just hand the ball to, say, hey, man, we need 3, 4, 5 yards here. Get it for us.
I would say, yeah. I would say definitely right now because I think he's got that overall physicality edge over Ty Chandler. I think Ty Chandler's your best playmaker at that running back position, but yeah, like you said, if you need like those couple tough yards, that dude loves to run hard. He loves to run hard. I mean, it may be the 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but if you need those yards, he'll get them for you. But yeah, Todd Chandler is definitely more of your multi-use type of back. And he likes getting those tough yards as well. Because for a guy of his frame, I was noticing against Kentucky, man, he would let people just bounce off him. He's not afraid of contact either.
Well, most definitely. All right, switch real quick to Red Dead. Have you gotten to the part with the Grays and the Braithways?
Dude, I finished the whole thing the other day.
Oh, my gosh. So don't. I just got to that part where they take care of the Braithway lady, and I'm like, oh, I'm going nuts. I'm going absolutely nuts. And
so great.
Vanderlyn's driving me insane, man, because I used to like him. Now I'm not so sure. So we'll see.
Dude, you still have a while to go, man. You still have a while to go.
I've got a question for both of y'all about that game.
Yeah, sure.
Be honest. Have either of y'all looked at your horse's junk when it's cold out and when it's warm?
I have a female horse, so no. Okay. But I had
a male, but no, I really haven't. Is it anatomically correct?
I don't know. I've just heard rumors that they shrink and expand whenever
those
it's cold
real.
Or warm.
Those are real.
That's real. Wow.
Most detailed game of all time.
I do love the fact, on the 55-inch TV that, you look away and then you random, and if you got the camera right there, the horse is crapping right, on camera.
Gotta love it. But man, you're in for a good wild ride, man. It's definitely one of the best experiences I've had.
A wild ride, you say?
Dude, it's been fun. On the way out, this basketball team. Are they as good as advertised? I say yes, if not better, from what I've seen so far. Your thoughts?
Thank you for a phone call, T-Carp. Talking about the basketball team, once again, T-Carp, thank you for calling. You didn't actually have to, but yeah, good questions, buddy. Especially love that Red Dead talk and got to talk about animated horse junk.
That's right.
Gotta love to talk about it. Basketball team, yeah, 3 or 3 games they are, because what I've seen is basically what I expected. I expected a team that's going to smother lesser opponents with their physicality, a team that's going to have excellent ball movement, get a lot of players involved, a team that, man, from a physicality standpoint, just looks even better than last year. Like, our team just looks healthier. They look just like better physical specimens. And even against Georgia Tech, when you're having an off night offensively, when you're still missing playmakers like Lamonte Turner, you're missing Derek Walker. Even when that's happening and you're not having a good game, you're still winning by double digits. Yep. Just because you're just that damn physical of a team and you're that good on the defensive side of the ball to where if you're having an off night shooting, if you're having a sub 40% night, it's okay. Your defense will keep you in the game just because if you're shooting 38%, well, the defense is going to make sure other teams shoots 34%.
I think we just look a little deeper. I mean, obviously last
season. Obviously
last season it was Williams and Schofield, and then maybe Turner would come in and have like a 30-point night or whatever it may be. But this season it almost seems like, Pons could go off. Bone has played pretty well.
And John Fulkerson, he's not going to ain't gonna score double digits for you, but he can stuff that box score, man.
Absolutely.
He can stuff the stats, come up with the huge blocks.
Oh man.
Hustle rebounds, yeah. Man. Yeah. Steals. Dish it out, man. Gotta love it. Cody McClure of Talk Sports texted me and said, I enjoyed the horse penis talk.
You're welcome.
Talking about horse balls, not the
wang.
Not the other thing.
We're talking about 00, not 7.
Oh, you guys are terrible. What happened with recruiting today? Good God.
We got a good bit of info today for a Thursday. It's usually pretty dry, but got a lot of stuff today. First, I'll start off with Owen Popo. We've been talking a lot about him recently. 5-star linebacker, committed to Auburn right now. He received another crystal ball to Tennessee today. This time it's from Shannon Terry. SEC Mike tweeted out a picture of it. He says, 5-star Auburn linebacker commit Owen Popo lands Tennessee crystal ball of importance from Shannon Terry. Vols seem to have serious momentum with one of the nation's top overall prospects, teammate of 5-star Tennessee commit Wanye Morris. So another crystal ball for Owen. In my opinion, he's going to be ours. In my opinion, I mean, there's been so much momentum
Bring
with him.
Bring me the papaw.
Yeah, there's been so much momentum with him. Especially with Wanye coming. I mean, they're boys. Like we talked about last night, Owen's been coming up here since 8th grade. I think he's going to be a Vol. But, some more good news on his side. Up next, Dontavius Nash will be up here for the Missouri game. He tweeted out, Yesterday, University of Tennessee this weekend, hashtag Go Vols. Dontavius Nash, he's an athlete in the 2021 class, so a few years out, 6'2", 170 pounds, from Gastonia, North Carolina at Hunter Huss High School. He's got some decent offers so far, Georgia, NC State, along with Tennessee, so an athlete to look for in coming years. Let's see, up next, Porter Rooks has Tennessee in his top eight, along with Alabama, Michigan, Georgia, Florida, NC State, Oklahoma, and Virginia Tech. Porter Rooks, let's see, he is a wide receiver in the class of 2020, 6'1", 185 pounds, four-star wide receiver, number two overall prospect in the state of North Carolina for the 2020 class, number nine overall wide receiver in that class. Has offers, like I said, from a lot of big-name programs, and Vols make the top eight for his services. So always good to see that. Up next, let's see. Christian Varner on Twitter will also announce he will also be here this weekend for the Missouri game. He is a defensive end out of Georgia in the 2019 class. 6'4", 240 pounds, so a big guy, three-star talent, according to 247 Sports Composite. His crystal ball predictions is 100% to Louisville right now, but that all could change after this weekend. So he will also be making his way to Knoxville in the coming days. We talked about it yesterday. Georgia's top two commits right now will be in Knoxville this weekend. And now there's a third. This time it is Tresman Marshall, an inside linebacker committed to the Dogs, 6'1", 235 pounds from the state of Georgia at Clinch County High School, four-star linebacker, number six overall inside linebacker, number 10 player in the state of Georgia. So three of the top six players committed to Georgia right now will be in Knoxville over the weekend, which I think is huge.
It's a good sign. Yeah, that's a good sign.
I mean, having some of the top prospects from your rival school coming to check you out is big time. So he'll also be here with the other two that are our current Georgia commits. Next, Jamari Walker received a preferred walk-on offer from Tennessee yesterday. He tweeted out, blessed to receive a PWO from the University of Tennessee. According to his Huddle account, he is 6'4", 295 pound guard. So a big offensive lineman. Yeah, big offensive lineman. Class of 2019. So another big guy for this year's class if he chooses Tennessee. Let's see. A few more. Run through them real quick. Harrison Bailey. He is Ramel Keaton's quarterback currently. He's in the 2020 class. He is announcing his decision on November 29th as to where he'll be going. He says, on Thursday, November 29th, 2018, at 2:45 p.m. in the Marietta Performing Arts Center, I will be announcing my college decision. So pretty detailed.
Is he the guy that's more of a Michigan lean? I can't remember.
He is, let's see, yes. Right now, okay. Crystal Ball is 90% Michigan, 10% Tennessee. Pro-style guy, 6'4", 217, so he's got that good size.
Big boy.
Four-star talent in the 2020 class. Number three overall pro-style quarterback in that class. Number seven overall player in the state of Georgia. So just about 2 weeks away until his announcement. Tennessee feels pretty good just because Ramel Keaton is a Vol. A lot of people think he will want to play with him in college, stay a little closer to home than going to Michigan, but you never know. So he will be announcing soon. And last but certainly not least, on the basketball side, Tennessee got another signee today. They got two yesterday in Drew Pember and Josiah James. But this time it is Devontae Gaines. He is a, let's see, small forward, 6'7", 175 out of Virginia, three-star guy. He signed with Tennessee today, so another big tall, lanky guy.
6'7", 175.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's real thin.
Skin and bones.
Yeah. So another frame Coach Barnes can fill in over the summer. And with that, that is all the recruiting information I have for today.
Well done.
Thank you.
As always, sir, thank you.
Thank you.
Lengthy list, but you got through it.
I know.
Able to squeeze in a call from T-Carp and the recruiting info all in one.
Yeah.
I say that was a job well done by us. And also a job well done by Knoxville Stone Interiors on, as you know it, over 9,000 kitchen makeovers and counting. Recruiting Talk is always brought to you by KSI. if you are looking at doing that big hitch renovation, you know they can help you. They've been doing it for over a decade now. They got three generations in the natural stone countertop industry on their friendly staff. Go see them at 3900 Millbrook Pike, a short drive from anywhere in Knox County. And if you're not in the market for the big kitchen makeover, that's fine because they do a lot more than just that. I was over there today looking at some of the retail side of things. And, oh, these cutting boards, man. AJ, you saw those cutting boards when you were with me over at KSI last week. They start as low as $20. Christmas is coming so fast, and you can go over to KSI, get you one of these cutting boards for a unique gift for somebody. They start as low as $20, and they're granite and marble as well. They're good for anybody that you know is going to be doing a lot of cooking in the kitchen, wants a good, beautiful piece in their kitchen as well. Go get that KSI. And you heard it in the commercial, told you about yesterday, if you're a craft beer lover, got some granite beer flights. So also, you can get one for yourself if you need one, get one for a gift as well. So they're more than just the kitchen makeovers. They know how to do that great, but they're more than that. They are more than that. Go get a unique gift at Knoxville Stone Interiors. Also go look at some products that can keep the look of your current kitchen looking beautiful, shiny, up to date. They got everything to take care of your current kitchen as well. One more time, that's Knoxville Stone Interiors. Get them a call, 865-971-5800. You'll get a free in-home estimate for your project when you call them. They do anything big or small as well. And check them out online, knoxstoneinteriors.com. Follow them on Facebook. Give them a follow on Instagram and Twitter as well. They're always updating those pages with some of the newest products and some of the newer sale items as well. One more time, Knoxville Stone Interiors, 9,000 kitchen makeovers and counting. Hit this first break of hour number two. Got more of Overtime on the other side. Stick with us here on Fan Run Radio. Sing it, AJ.
I don't want to do the woman a disservice. I better not.
Oh. Hot mic almost caught you slipping right there. Welcome back into Overtime here on this Thursday. Gentlemen, it's time to fire up the coaching hot board.
Oh, yeah.
Not for Tennessee, but for Louisville and for Kansas.
Ooh.
And we've known there's vacancies there for a while. But now you got the rumor mill start to circulate, and we know about the flight tracker tracking that plane from Lawrence to Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Who could they be talking to? Probably Les Miles.
Probably.
Probably not Dave Aranda.
Huh.
News came out today. Les Miles and LSU finally settled on a buyout agreement. $1.5 million. So maybe with this out of the way, it's probably a step in him getting cleared to get back into the coaching game.
Mm-hmm.
Go up to Lawrence, Kansas. I don't care if it's Kansas football, man. I want Les Miles back.
Absolutely.
Sure.
There's not many people who Kansas football could get to make themselves relevant just by hiring them. Absolutely. Les Miles is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even matter if he's going to be like good or not. It's just the fact that the Mad Hatter's back.
And that stat always gets thrown around, like active head coaches with the national championship. What if Kansas had one of those?
That'd be incredible. That'd be
amazing.
Man, they'll have memories of 2007 where they almost played for a national title.
Who's it, Mangino?
Mangino. Yeah, the big old blueberry.
Big boy.
He's a big man.
He's a large gentleman.
He's a big man. Reminds me of Willy Wonka. What was it? Veruca Salt or Violet? It was Violet. Yeah. It wasn't Veruca. Yeah, basically Violet. Had him so close, man. And Kansas has just been treading at the literal bottom feeder of college football. It's been bad. That make them relevant. Over to Louisville, though, who, of course, fired Bobby Petrino after their record and their defense was looking a lot worse than him after that motorcycle crash.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Finally cut ties with him. Did you see the picture of him on his coach's show? The banner. breaking Louisville has fired Bobby Petrino.
It's fantastic. Fantastic.
What?
Yeah.
During what? His coach's I don't show. Think it was live.
It couldn't have been. No.
The coaches' shows aren't live, no. But that's still pretty funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I've seen that. That's amazing.
Bobby just sitting there. Coach, you might want to leave.
Oh, Coach, I'm getting that you've been fired, so please get up and leave.
Please leave, sir.
They're terrible this year.
Yeah.
They're 2-8?
Man, Lamar Jackson was that whole team.
It really was. He really was. And then Alabama just made them just quit this year.
Yeah.
And then it's like they just don't care anymore. But, yeah, they can see there immediately. Yeah, they're 2-8. They're 0-7 in SEC play.
Mm.
Ouch. Yikes. So, moving forward, the name that's going to be number one on Louisville fans' list, former Tennessee head coach Jeff Brohm. Who, of course, played quarterback for the Cardinals in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a short drive up there to Indiana to get him, play quarterback for him. You would think he's almost a shoe-in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's already one person that's reported it as fact.
That's what we're getting to.
I don't know if I believe that.
Dan Dockage. Dan Dockage has a lot of people that don't like him. Dan Dockage has made a lot of enemies. But he's a verified Twitter account coming out there and saying that sources have told him.
Sources.
Sauces.
Chris Broussard. Sauces.
My sauces.
He has been told that November 26th, that is the day Louisville will make official the hiring of one Jeff Brohm, former XFL quarterback Jeff Brohm.
What if he doesn't get hired again? Well, let me say it like this. What if he doesn't get hired by Louisville like he didn't get hired by Tennessee?
Well, we need Louisville's version of Himes to go on outside the lines.
Yeah, who is
that? Just confirm.
I don't know who that is.
I really don't know. It's pretty funny. I'm trying to go through Dockage's Twitter to find the tweet. He immediately quoted himself and started backtracking. Just
yep.
In case it didn't happen. Man, he has a lot of tweets. I'm trying to get back to it. But he was saying, yeah, all set in stone. Oh, here we go. Here we go. The official first tweet today. Breaking news, Jeff Brohm will be announced as the University of Louisville head football coach on Monday, November 26th, according to my sources, .. Ooh, but there's more. Quoted that and said, always a possible change of heart, but this is from two sources.
Mm. Yes.
Journalism.
Yes. Yeah, so somebody texted him and said, hey, shut up. It might not happen.
He already has that backtrack, man. Already has it out there, so freezing cold takes.
Isn't he a...
Can give him a retweet.
Isn't he just a, or mainly just like a college basketball reporter?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And he's reporting football news?
Yeah.
Should we believe him?
I don't have a clue.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, it's so. I can't remember a time where it's been reported that a head coach was hired, but it wouldn't be announced until 2 weeks later or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It is.
I can't
odd.
Remember that ever happening.
It's odd. Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's out there. Love the coaching rumor mill. This time last year, we were in the midst of our own coach.
Yeah.
Of our own little coaching. What I won't call it a search. It's a
fiasco.
It was something.
Bonfire.
This time last year, John Curry was just chilling by the pool in the Bahamas.
Bahamas, yep.
Pina colada in hand, thinking, oh, yeah, I got this in the bag. I got Dan Mullen lined up, and if that doesn't work, I'm going to get Shiano. Man, they're going to love me. I did it. I did the damn thing. We are 4 days away.
I'm about to say, that's coming
from
up.
From the anniversary of Shiano Sunday. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
We may just make it like a station holiday. We may just replay all of like the content from that day. I think that's what we should do. Have the Godfather give us a day off.
Wasn't it? No, it was the 20. It was the 26th, not the 19th.
Because
Thanksgiving was the 23rd last year.
Yeah.
And it was the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Thank you for reminding. Yeah, that's
so
right.
So the 26th.
It's a Monday.
So
why was I thinking it was the 19th?
Well, the 19th was the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's the 26th.
Okay, 26th, but we're still, it's approaching.
11 days.
We're 11 days.
11 days.
From the anniversary of the Shiano. Remember the Shiano.
So the 19th would have been the day we fired Butch, right? Is that right?
No. The day we fired Butch was the 12th.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That was.
Remember, we had two games
okay.
as
you're right.
Brady Hoke.
That's right. I forgot.
LSU
Southern Miss
and Vanderbilt.
LSU.
Or
Southern Miss.
Southern Miss. Yeah.
No, Southern Miss was Butch's last home game.
What?
Yes, that was the
fourth. Yeah, that's right.
That was the fourth I was there covering that game.
So it was just LSU and Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he quit drinking so much.
Yeah. Put down that volunteer vodka, AJ.
Put it down, AJ.
Yeah, but can't wait to see what happens. Do you guys think Brom ends up in Louisville?
I don't see why not. I mean, it's a perfect storm. I mean, we just saw it this year with Scott Frost in Nebraska. I don't understand why Brom wouldn't go back to his alma mater. I mean, that's what everybody wants to do.
Louisville's in a good place, though. Even if they miss on Brom, I mean, Charlie Strong would probably come back.
Ooh, I haven't thought about that. Addition.
That's true.
I
mean,
the prodigal son returns.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of other coaches just off the top of my head. They would probably – oh, my God. Well, before I get that name, maybe they give an offer to an interconference coach, Dino Babers.
Yeah.
I think Louisville would be a step up from Syracuse.
Sure.
Slightly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think that if they have to go to the mid-major level, Neil Brown's there at Troy. He's doing some good things. But the name I'm thinking of, Lane Kiffin.
That's what I was going to say, the Lane train.
Got to be thinking of Lane Kiffin.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
I mean, Louisville obviously doesn't care about your moral character in any sport. And Lane Kiffin's a changed man, by the way. I'm just saying.
I don't know. No, Lane and, I really
Lane
don't
in the
like
ACC.
Lane, so
Lane had to go up against Dabo. Would that not be fun?
That would be pretty interesting.
I'm just throwing it out there. Before we hit this break, look how bad it got for Louisville over these past few weeks. So they lost 7 in a row, which is really bad. But over the last couple of weeks, since the start of October, here is the amount of points they've allowed: 66 to Georgia Tech, 38 to Boston College, 56 to Wake Forest, 77 to Clemson, and then 54 to Syracuse, which was the final straw. Those guys gave up.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, ouch. Mm-hmm. Bobby Petrino, we hardly knew ye. Hardly knew ye.
Do you think he gets another job somewhere?
It's a coordinator, probably.
Yeah.
He's too good, like an offensive mind to like be unemployed. He'll never be a Power 5 head coach again, I don't think.
No. Do you think if this carousel starts again, which it probably will, do you think Butch Jones gets a nod from anybody?
No.
No? Not yet?
Not for a head coaching job, hell no. In a Power 5 conference, no.
Not even somebody lowly?
You would have to be in an extremely desperate
school. Oh, I'm not arguing. I'm just saying.
Hell no. He's going to have to like work his way up from like position coach again, I would think.
Analyst.
I think after he moves on from being the analyst / intern at Bama, he's going to go back to his bread and butter. He'll probably be a wide receivers coach.
Right.
Maybe an offensive coordinator at a group of five school. Yeah, and he'll eventually move his way back up. But no, not anytime soon.
What about the talks we heard last week about him in Maryland? Have those just stopped?
Yeah. Because I don't even think Maryland's that desperate right now.
Yeah, that's true.
We know his agent's pretty good, to be fair.
Hold Jimmy Sexton.
That's
just Sexton throwing his name out there. That's Sexton getting paid for what he does.
I saw a tweet by Trey Wallace today talking about getting Butch back to Cincy. Mm-hmm. That'd be something.
That'd be like a perfect school for him, honestly.
I know.
In a city where no one really cares about your football team.
He did really good there.
So you can mediocre it the hell up and no one really cares.
Sure.
Maybe a perfect fit for him. Hit this break here, 865-546-8200. We got birthdays on the other side. Time to play the game. Time to play the game. November 15th. Time for birthdays here on Overtime. AJ is 0-2. He's come close, though.
Third time's a charm.
It's your third show, third birthday game. Do you think it's going to be the charm?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I'm feeling supremely confident today.
Cole's like the current king of birthdays, though.
It's true.
So
it's true.
We'll see if somebody can knock him off the throne. Today, I have four birthdays and a this day in history. The birthdays, the names.
Close your laptop, cheater. Close your laptop. Yeah. Cheater.
You scared of losing again?
I see how he's been winning. He's had a laptop.
No, I don't think Cole does that.
No.
Hey,
but
last weekend's still up for review.
Go to look at the cameras.
Well, we do have a fresh, clean slate for today. The names are quality for the most part. I give it a B+.
Okay.
Overall. And at this day in history, I would think it'd be pretty easy. We have to get to it. All right, let's get started here. He would have been 66 years old today. He was a former pro wrestler, but he,
Andre the Giant?
No. Pretty notable, though. Made appearances in movies, made appearances in commercials, specifically for this type of, beef stick snack. It's time to snap into a...
Slim Jim.
Yeah. But who was it? He's known for having... He had a certain voice. He had a certain type of voice. He would always say, oh, yeah.
Oh, Randy Savage.
Oh!
I know, dude. I saw his face.
Macho Man. Randy Savage.
The sunglasses.
Yep.
The cream rises to the top. Oh, yeah. R.I.P. No. Randy Savage died back in 2011. It's been gone for a minute.
Really?
Yep.
What happened to him?
Had a heart attack while he was driving.
Really?
Pretty sure that's what it was. He was driving when it happened.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. Pretty bad. Yeah.
All right, here, Cole leads 1-0. 30 years old today. He is an American rapper.
Ugh.
Not as popular as he was a few years ago, but he's in some notable songs. Specifically, with our girl Hayley Williams, Airplanes.
Oh, B.O.B.
Yeah, B.O.B. Bob, B.O.B. A.J.
Former Subway employee.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm-hmm. AJ, it's not looking good, man.
Unreal.
You were really confident.
I got the B out.
You have a chance. But you got to get three in a row here. You got to get two birthdays into this day in history.
I'm up for it.
Let's roll along. 23 years old today. NBA player. He is a center / power forward big man.
Joel Embiid?
No. Close, though. Mm. He plays, good Lord, what conference are they in? I think they're in the East.
Karl Anthony Towns?
It is Karl Anthony Towns.
Ooh.
For the T-Wolves.
Cat.
Big cat. They do play in the West. Almost said they played in the East, but that's Milwaukee.
Yeah.
They're up there in that little part of the country.
Gray area.
I don't remember their East or West. Okay, AJ on the board. Maybe the comeback.
Let's go.
Who knows?
Let's go.
Last birthday today. He is 44 years old today. He is a Canadian rock musician, the front man of arguably maybe like the worst band of all time.
Chad Kroeger.
It is Chad Kroeger.
Are you kidding?
Of Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Look at this photograph. Cole just won birthdays again. And what the hell is on Joey's head? God. Terrible.
Kroger.
He's only 44. I would have thought he's a lot older.
I would have too.
The former Mr. Avril Lavigne.
Really? They were married, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Man. Oh, AJ, that's tough. You only lose again, but you lose on Chad Kroeger.
I never would have gotten
Chad Kroeger.
All right, just for fun.
Well done.
This day in history. On this day in 1956, this person made his movie debut. He's known for being a musician, but he was in several movies. 1956, the movie Love Me Tender. God, guys, it's in the title.
Love Me Tender?
1956 music star making a movie debut.
Elvis?
It is Elvis.
Oh, okay.
Monk. Y'all know Love Me Tender?
He has a song called that?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I didn't know.
Notable. Okay. But yeah, Elvis made his movie debut. Elvis made his movie debut. Starred in several movies. Not a lot of them were good. Some of them were okay.
There's a few good ones.
Got Blue Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Kissing Cousins.
Kissing Cousins, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, Lord. He's been a bunch of stuff. I know my mom would know this. My mom's a big Elvis fan.
I can't remember exactly, but I thought I saw another
Was Heartbreak Hotel a movie?
Yeah, that sounds right. But
did Jailhouse Rock get turned into a movie?
I don't know. When it comes to Elvis movies, I'm not the biggest buff. Yeah. But anyway, I did see another This Day in History. I don't know if I can find it, but it had something to do with the original Space Jam.
Ooh.
I'm going to see if I can find it here real quick. Probably won't be able to. But let's see.
He was in way too many movies.
He was in a lot. Was. Yeah.
Looking at some of this stuff here. Girls, Girls, Girls. That's one. Mm-hmm. G.I. Blues. King Creole. King Creole's a good one. 1958. Yes, Jailhouse Rock was a movie, by the way.
Okay.
Viva Las Vegas. Oh, yeah. A lot of good ones. Did you find what you were looking for?
Yeah, it premiered today. Space Jam.
Well, happy anniversary, 20, Space Jam.
22 years ago.
Happy anniversary, Space Jam. Take this break here, Westchester. Stay on the line here. We will get to you as soon as we come back this next segment here because we're up against it on this one. Closing out the show here on this Thursday when we come back, 865-546-8200. Last chance to get on the phone lines with us here tonight. Overtime wraps up strong after this. Final segment of overtime here on this Thursday. Tell you about my bookie online. Want to get on that Thursday night football action coming up soon. Getting in on any of the action this weekend as well. You got to check out my bookie. You lay down some cash, win big today. In-game, live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and you can even bet the over/under on how many fantasy points a player will score in each game. Yeah, join now, my bookie. Is going to match your deposit, give you a 50% bonus. All you have to do when you create your account is use the promo code Knoxville to activate the offer. One more time, go to MyBookie when you create your account. Just use the promo code Knoxville. Get a 50% bonus on your first deposit. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie. 865-546-8200. Just go over to the phones. Grab a call from Westchester. He's on the McKinney team phone line. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. I don't know who's doing your birthday research, but how did y'all miss Kevin Eubanks and Judge Wapner?
I do the birthdays, Westchester. I did not see them on the site I go to.
Well, your site sucks.
I guess so.
Obviously. By the way, you saw my message to you earlier about how good the chili is at Corner 16, right?
I did. Did you enjoy your time over there?
I did. I couldn't stand up for a while after the chili, but it was delicious. You'll need to have that if you're out there.
I will keep that in mind.
Going back to sports, what's the subject of the day here? What are you talking about today?
Man, we mainly in the first hour talked about looking forward to this Missouri game, looking at seeing what type of defensive performance we could have against Mizzou. We just talked about some coaching hot boards, maybe Jeff Braun to Louisville, Les Miles.
I mean, that's official, right?
No.
Dan Dockich tweeted out that he has two sources telling him that on November 26th, Jeff Brom is going to get hired. But, AJ, you looked at Bruce Feldman. He asked, I don't know if it was him directly asking Brom, but Brom had a statement saying that was a load of BS.
Brom's quote was, Let me find it.
He basically denying the hell out of it.
Essentially what he said about the Tennessee job as well. Mm-hmm. Basically that it was completely false. So
yeah. There you go.
So we really don't know. I mean, it seems kind of early, but it's not a bad fit, right? Like they could do a lot worse with that job, right?
Oh, for sure.
I would think that is, if not number one, definitely in the top three of the majority of the Louisville fan base, just because of his offense, what he's done so far at Purdue, and the fact that he played quarterback at Louisville. That's his alma mater.
But, I mean, why would you – I don't remember who I saw this from, and this is not an original thought, so I'm not trying to steal anybody's credit here, but somebody said something about it's a lot easier to win in the ACC once Clemson goes back down than it is in the Big Ten, and I can't argue with that. I mean, but the Big Ten is not a dream job unless it's just your alma mater and all that. Like, it's not an easy win for anybody, right?
No, definitely not.
So, I mean, why would he take it? Is it just a dream job? Is it just an alma mater thing?
It may be that connection. I mean, it may just be that connection, what they're going to have to use. And, I mean, of course, they're going to have to pony up the cash because...
But, I mean, who else could they get, right? Let's be honest.
I threw around names like maybe you look at Dino Babers trying to get him to go from Syracuse if he sees Louisville as a step up from him. I talked about Neil Brown down at Troy. And always got to throw his name out there, Westchester, because I feel like they could do so much worse.
Botch?
Lane Kiffin, though. Lane Kiffin's name throughout.
Well, yeah, I thought you were going to say, I'm sorry, I thought about Purdue, because, you know, Botch going to Purdue is not that unheard of, right, to fill the job if Brom goes down there, right?
I think Purdue could do better.
Yeah, Purdue could do better. I was talking, well,
could they? Could they really?
I didn't know you were talking about Purdue. I thought you were still talking about Louisville.
No, I was, but I'm confused here, so.
I, about Butch like getting a Power Five head coaching job, I think it's way too soon for that. I don't know about him.
If your choice is Butch or the field, who else are you going to take for a Power Five job? I mean, I don't know anyone that wants to go there. I'm not advocating for Butch. I'm not a Butch fan. I'm saying that mostly in jest, but you know, it's a realistic possibility that he could end up with that job.
I think that'd be a better job suited for him than where you definitely don't have a microscope on you at Purdue football. Yeah, they care about up there, but that's one of those jobs where he can do the same type of records he was getting at Tennessee, and they won't care.
Exactly.
Same type of thing.
Well, all I got, guys. Have a good show. Thanks.
Thanks for the phone call, Westchester. Appreciate it. I know another name I just thought of, and you may have to see what he does over the next couple of years because he is just in his first year at this job, but Josh Heupel, UCF, offensive coordinator at Mizzou before UCF hired him. Dude's got a good resume when it comes to great offenses. So,
yeah, if he can keep winning, I mean, why not?
With UCF's schedule, he probably will.
That's true.
Oh, just thinking about them. I cannot wait for their fans to bitch and moan again if they finish undefeated and they get left out of the playoff again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they're not getting in the playoff.
They're going to say, they're going to say, teams are afraid to play us. The committee's afraid that we'll screw everything up.
You know, Auburn really screwed everybody over.
They did.
They just screwed us all. If they would have just kicked their butt like they were supposed to, they would be silent.
Now you have to hear about it.
But that's what they hang their hat on. Oh, we beat Auburn. We can beat anybody else.
We beat Auburn, the SEC.
Auburn was a dumpster fire at the end of last year, and they still kind of are.
Yeah, definitely mediocre mess. Before we hit this break here, good Thursday night game tonight. Packers at the Seahawks. Who do you boys got in this one?
Give me the Pack. I think Seattle's got it.
Game will be in Seattle. Got the home crowd there. Both teams kind of been almost in the same boat. Green Bay's 4-4-1. Seahawks are 4-5.
It'd be interesting. I mean, Seattle's been running the ball pretty well, and their defense has been playing pretty well. So we'll
give me the Pack in that one. Give me the Pack in this one, actually. Slight little upset here. That'll do it tonight for Overtime. For AJ Cook, thank you for joining us again, sir.
Thank you.
For Cole McCormick, I'm Tanner Carson. You've been listening to Overtime. We will do it again tomorrow.